High school. It's every lackadaisical teen's worst nightmare. After coasting through elementary and intermediate school by not handing anything in, and being just good enough at BSing all of my quote-unquote tests, I was led to believe that I could bring this mentality with me wherever I went. That steady stream of congratulations, you're a genius, stopped once I hit high school. At this point, they have to prepare you for the harsh reality that those who cruise through early life either grow up to be billionaires that somehow run incredibly successful companies, or more likely, they work at the local McDonald's until they retire at the young age of never. So to prepare you for achieving the goal of post-secondary mediocrity, the system has to start penalizing you for not actually doing your work on time. This February, I began my last semester of high school and my first semester of freaking out about how I completely forgot to plan for university. It was going well. I had a fairly easy course load with global issues, drama, and for some reason I chose to continue with calculus. Why do I do this to myself? Global issues was all right. There were certainly plenty of issues in the first half of 2020 that had to be analyzed, so there was no shortage of topics to look at. Calculus was also all right. I went in hoping to finish it with at least a 50, and would you look at that, I'm going to have at least a 50. The only thing that I had to worry about now was drama. No big deal, I thought to myself. I did drama last year. This is practically the same thing. And it was. That didn't mean I could be lazy about it, though. It started out fine, as most semesters do. The first few projects I put the bare minimum effort into, and I was able to get some decent grades for some semi-decent work. The projects really started piling up when we had this new student teacher. I'm not great with talking to people I know, so you bring in a completely new person that I've never seen before and expect me to be able to communicate my feelings on projects? No way, Jose. The last project that Mr. Student Teacher gave us before the March break that lasted 6 months was a podcast. I was excited. Listening to CBC Radio on my iPod Nano until 3 a.m. on a school night was my gateway drug into the world of purely audio entertainment. I was in love with podcasts. I love the informative ones, the music ones, the one where oxymoronic cool nerds played Dungeons and Dragons, the ones that told fictional stories, the ones that told real stories that were often better than fiction because you're just like, wait. You're telling me that's a real thing? I was excited. There was so much possibility. Immediately, I started to brainstorm different ideas for a podcast. What if I did a podcast where I played Monopoly with people, and we just talked during it? I could talk about something that I simultaneously love and hate, like how Illumination, the studio behind the film Despicable Me, are making a Mario movie, or how Netflix is supposed to be making a live-action Cowboy Bebop. All good ideas, but none of them really stood out to me as Peabody Prize-winning material, until it finally hit me. I could talk about the life of one of the most inspirational people I knew, the late Stephen Carl Stevenson, a.k.a. Robbie Rotten from the children's show LazyTown. This was the perfect idea. I could detail his history, explain how much he meant to meme culture, and describe how he shaped my own sense of humor. Like I said, perfect idea. Everything was going swimmingly until the project really began. We were given very little structure on how it was supposed to be done. I'm the kind of person that loves structure. You see some people who can build these epic and cool Lego structures just from their head, and then there's me who misses a step in the instructions and gets to the end before I realize something is terribly wrong, and this isn't the Death Star, this is an X-Wing. So starting from basically scratch, with nothing to go on but a time limit, I began my research into the life of the late Stephen Carl Stephenson. It was was going well until the beginning of March, when I could have swore I had somehow contracted the coronavirus. I was in bed for a solid 4 days, I couldn't breathe well, and worst of all, I couldn't look at a computer screen to research the life of late Stephen Carl Stephenson without getting a massive headache. After finally going back to school and seeing everybody's project, I got a little thing I like to call depression, and couldn't bring myself to continue working on my podcast because I don't know how depression works. I just didn't. Finally, that depression evolved into anxiety over the consequences of not handing in such a large project, which in turn morphed into depression round two. Rinse and repeat as necessary. I thought of approaching Mr. Student Teacher to discuss the logistics of me handing it in at a later date. "Hello, Mr. Student Teacher," I would say as I approached him. "I would like to talk about my podcast that I'm doing on the life of the late Stephen Carl Stephenson." "Sure thing," he would say, probably expecting me to be mostly finished by this point. "What's up?" "Well," I would say slowly, unsure of how to continue the conversation, "it's been over a week now, and I've only written a paragraph. I was wondering if I could have some sort of extension." He would look at me as if I was from another planet, and I would sink into the dark recesses of my mind to avoid having to face his probably judgmental gaze. "An extension?" he would mimic back to me. "Why would you get an extension when everybody else is so far along and you have only written a paragraph?" This conversation in my head was over. I had lost. The due date came and went, and nothing was handed in. All hope was lost. Until the entire world was hit with a devastating illness that shut down everything, including school. After waiting almost 2 months, I finally got an email saying that I could hand in my podcast as long as I was able to finish it before a certain date. I was saved. Fate, also known as my teacher, had delivered me another chance to hand in a podcast. And here it is.